Hey everybody, welcome back to another installment of Memes of the Week. Remember, support these videos at the sponsor links in the description, as I'm basically making them for free and would appreciate any support that I can get. At the very least, give this video a like or subscribe to the channel. Thank you. Now on to the memes. Number one, we have Madonna. After having so many surgeries, she's starting to look like a gray alien. Now she's dating a 29-year-old boxer. But where is the Leonardo DiCaprio level of outrage with the age gap? After all, he's 35 years younger than her, and so far DiCaprio hasn't dated anyone with that big of a gap. In Serbian, there's a name for guys like this. Babo Yebuts. Or Grandma Fucker. Next, we have another woman that's just target practice for penis. Look at that facial expression. That's definitely loose pussy energy. And I'm not talking about her, but I'm actually talking about the hunk next to her. The joke's on her, though, because she's probably getting passed around like a community fleshlight. Moving on, we have another AI-generated hottie. She's got a body of a white woman and a face of an Asian angel. I also like my women with six fingers, though. If you look closely around the belly button, you'll see digit number six. I prefer six because she can give me a handjob with five and play with my cornhole with number six. Wait until she talks and provides companionship. Real women will be ruined. Number four, women will try and look like this one using filters, but will fail. When they open their mouth and when you see them in real life, you're going to want to run for your life. In real life, her nose is bigger and her face is asymmetrical. Number five, I asked people to name this girl band. They definitely ain't the Spice Girls. Some of the names you guys came up with include That Gang Band, The Foreheads, Wannabe Fours, Crazy Train, The Hemorrhoids, The Unaccountables, The Wokettes, The Insufferables, and my favorite, The Post-Nut Clarity. Moving on, we have spicy adult star Riley Reid, and she's saying that she was made to feel disgusting by her ex-boyfriend, and because he didn't want to kiss her after she came home from work, if you can even call it that. I'm sure that when she got home, the smell of zinc was just overwhelming for her boyfriend. So now she shames him, as she has another man and kid. Next up, we have another AI-generated whammy. You guys seem to really like the anime comes to life look in your women these days. Yes, there'll be a shortage of men in the future for women because AI girlfriends will be beautiful and submissive. But AI boyfriends won't be as popular. Because how are you supposed to simulate status, resources, and real emotional upset and torment at being treated as an emotional tampon? Number eight, not to mention that women want a man that has the option to cheat and get other women, but still only wants them. That makes them feel like they have some sort of special muff magic, it seems. She wants Chad to commit and will probably get led on by dozens of Chads until she hits the wall, and then has to either settle for Chud or basically a Shat. In another completely expected turn of events in California, they keep shifting the creepy goalposts, and I predict we'll eventually be the first state in the United States to take the age of consent down to 14, and maybe even below it. Where's Negan when you need him to make this nightmare go away? Moving on, it looks like the sugar lobby is trying to promote the idea that drinking Coke and Pepsi may increase your testicle size and testosterone production, but they said in only a high dose. Looks like those companies might be trying to get into the penis enlargement business. Who needs Viagra when you can just drink some vintage Crystal Pepsi to boost your vitality? Number 11, in another example of the two-tier justice system, a 31-year-old woman that raped a 13-year-old chap and became pregnant with his baby batter will not spend any time in jail. I'm sure he'll also be asked to be on the hook for child support, and his parents will probably be forced to pay her. Imagine how long the guy would be locked up for and banged with broomsticks in prison if he'd done something like this to a woman. Up next, we have another cuckaroo. It must have been a wild time with that African tribe on the beach. Of course, this picture is probably on the same trip, and tons of other guys kept defending her in the comment section. I guess only the dog knows for sure. Number 12, this is the difference between how men and women get rich. A hotel cleaner apparently stole a billionaire's used condom and impregnated herself with it. The story isn't true, but how many desperate women with baby rabies took their husband's or boyfriend's used rubber and did just that? And it never made a headline, real or imaginary. Next, we have Shane's dating profile, and he wants to date a hostile woman that he can divorce in the future and be codependent to, not to mention have unfulfilling sex with. It's bonus points if she's dated every guy in town but now wants to take it slow with him. We laugh at the sarcasm, but guys are so blinded by love that everything he mentions does actually happen to them. Number 15, we have a bunch of soy boys that intentionally embarrass themselves by taking off their masks and saying they went to the mountains to train so they could punch Nazis and fight fascism. Notice that the guy on the far left has a t-shirt that says, "Feminists of the World Unite." I wonder if any of them brought lubrication to their special training session. Looking at this picture, now you know why most Antifa members wear masks, because people would laugh at their face if they didn't. Up next, I offer my condolences to Vinesh as he looks like he's about to get married. This picture is really impressive. The Taj Mahal, I mean. One guy in the comment section says this is what happens when a man crawls on his knees towards the crushing machine that will destroy his life, i.e. his wife. Number 17, I mentioned earlier the child molesters would be getting off easier, no pun intended, with less time in prison. They're probably worried in California that Rorschach here is going to put some French fry oil on them after beating them with a cane. Next is a woman that misses the days when men would go and die in war. Someone named Nick just wanted to remind her that in the past, during times of war, there was food rationing going on, and by the looks of her, she looks like she can handle a long time with no rations. I see this as a man insulting man-hating women and verbally spanking them more and more, and that's a good thing. Number 19, speaking of spanking, it looks like we have Bugs Bunny on official Warner Brothers authorized merchandise. Just kidding. And he's spanking the bare booty of his sweetheart Bunny. She looks like she's enjoying herself quite a bit. Please, someone let me know where I can actually buy this hoodie. Moving on, we have an Irish actor being cucked by his girlfriend when she conceived while they were taking a break from their relationship. It doesn't matter if you're a famous movie star, if you're not careful, you could fall for a scam like this if you love a woman. Up next, we have a woman that stabbed her husband because she found some illicit photos he had of another woman, apparently. Unfortunately for her, the other woman was just her while she was thinner. Let's get real, though. It's not like she didn't know that those pictures were of herself. She was probably pissed off that her husband found the old version of her more attractive than the new. Number 22, we have an old clip of Andrew Tate embarrassing himself, saying that he would smash Megan Fox with a dick instead of Hulk Hogan with a vagina. Maybe he's trying to social justice his way out of prison or something. To me, it doesn't look as though he's very happy doing time. Moving on, we have a woman that's almost completely tatted from head to toe. Asked you guys if she's willing to date you, if you would take her home looking like this to meet your mother. And many of you surprisingly said your mother would be cool with her looking like this. I guess times have changed. Up next, we have fresh-faced Kim Basinger, as she visits her daughter's baby shower at a strip club in Hollywood. Looking fresh-faced isn't exactly the term I'd be using here. She kind of looks like a mix between one of the Bogdanoff brothers and the Joker from the Batman film that she was in. Number 25, the question is posed, if women should go to prison for falsely accusing a man of rape. The answer, of course, being yes, and most of you agreed. Next up is a woman that defended cheating on her boyfriend with the college rapist, because it was all part of her journey. She probably got all hot and bothered by the fantasy of willingly giving herself to a male sexual predator to try and capture some of the muff magic he gave to his victims, of course. Number 27, we have a 21-year-old woman that was killed in Chicago, along with their unborn baby after she tried to rob an occupant's car. Her corpse was dumped on the street and covered in cash. I guess she ended up getting the money that she was looking for. The moral of the story is don't rob people, even if you're a hot 21-year-old woman. This week's last one is the de-evolution of April O'Neil from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The latest version of her looks like Master Splinter and the original April O'Neil from 1987 had a child together. Asked you guys how she would change next, and many of you asked me one word. She? Question mark. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. I put a link in the description to one of my longtime sponsors, Chris Whalen. It's tax time, and if you're in the States, he does your personal and corporate taxes. So connect with him. He even helped me with my tax credit for some of my U.S. income that was taxed at source in America. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.